Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Liz Smith, Executive Director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, and it is my pleasure to offer today's community comment. The new year is upon us and has already brought some pretty significant milestones. This year marks the 150-year anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation, setting thousands of slaves free and serving as one of President Lincoln's greatest legacies. This year also marks the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. The month of January celebrates Dr. King's birthday, and his celebrated birthday falling on President Obama's second inauguration has brought about much attention to whether having our first black president is the realization of King's dream. This week, via numerous media outlets, academic and author Cornel West and talk show host Tavis Smiley offered very strong opinions about President Obama being considered Dr. King's dream incarnate. I won't get into arguing whether or not President Obama is in fact the achievement of Dr. King's dream, but I would like to take some time to review the context of his famed speech and allow you to discern how far we have come. August 28, 1963, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial Building, before 200,000 people, Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech during the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. According to Rowan University Communication Studies professor Dan Showalter, the speech uses over 60 metaphors, including those about water and currency, and alludes to passages and the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Gettysburg Address, the Emancipation Proclamation, and the Bible. While other activists of the time, such as Malcolm X or Stokely Carmichael, spoke about the need for a revolution for civil rights and encouraged the assertion of these ends via any means necessary, King effectively talks about his dream. And King's dream is the American dream. Dr. King held a dream that our nation would enliven the true meaning of its creed. He had a dream that his children would be judged by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin. And for those of us who have studied the content of Dr. King's character, we know that he had a dream of us coming together, peacefully, in unity, to make our nation the best it can be. If you haven't already made your resolution for the new year, I would urge you to review your dreams for yourself, for your family, for our country, and to be reminded that the qualities of our country can only be accomplished by we as citizens fully realizing our own. This has been Liz Smith, Executive Director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, delivering today's community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.